And the last of these poems from Japan that I'll read is called The Firing. For Les Blakebrough and the Memory of John Chappell. Now, this poem refers to potting, firing a kill. Two of my best friends in Japan were potters. Les Blakebrough was an Australian and John Chappell was English. They were working on the traditional folk pottery techniques of Japan, and Japan was the center of world pottery, ceramics. Les Blakebrough is now back in Australia where he's running his own kiln. And John Chappell was killed in a motorcycle accident this February in Australia when he went down there from Japan to give a show. I wrote this poem a week before John was killed and sent it to him, not knowing, of course, that he was going to be killed, but the poem curiously stands in front of his death. Technical words, saggers are cylindrical fire clay units used for stacking up whatever you're going to fire. And seegers are special fire clay cones which will melt at given temperatures, so that you lay them out inside the kiln on a ledge, and then you look through the peephole, and when you see seeger number one bending at the top, you know that you've reached 1200 degrees, and when seeger number two bends at the top, you know you've reached 1400 degrees, and so forth, establishing your temperatures. Bitter blue fingers, winter 1963 AD, Showa 38. Over a low pine-covered splay of hills in Shiga, west-southwest of the outlet of Lake Biwa, Domura village set on sandy fans of the sweep and turn of a river, draining the rotten granite hills up Shigaraki. On a 1957 Honda Cycle Model C, I rode with some Yamanashi wine, St. Nej, into the farmyard and the bellowing kiln. Les and John, in ragged shirts and pants, dried slip, stuck to with pine needle, pitch, dust, hair, wood chips, sending the final slivers of yellowy pine through peephole, white blast, glow, no saggers tilting yet, and seegers bending neatly in a row, even their beards caked up with mud and soot, firing for 14 hours. How does she go? Porcelain and stoneware, cheese dish, 20 cups, tokuri, vases, black chawan, cross-legged rest on the dirt, eye cocked to smoke. The hands you laid on clay, kick-wheeled, curling, creamed to the lip of nothing, and coaxed to a white dancing heat that day, will linger centuries in these towns and loams, and speak to men and beasts on Japanese or English or dead tongues.